Actually, IT has arrived. The ebook, not the catastrophe. The Silver Sphere started out as 5 episodes posted intermittently on this blog. I've deleted the posts, rewritten the story, and now it is available on Amazon worldwide for only $1.49. Download it today and treat yourself to an engaging, fun, science fiction thrill ride. To whet your appetite, here's part 1. Click on the Spotify button above if you'd like to listen to a professional narrator read it. Part 1. Jacob. IT wasn't really a sphere. I found it on the beach. Right at the water's edge. Actually, I'm not entirely sure I found it. The sphere may have found me in some karmic sort of way. We'll have to wait until later to sort it out because, as I will soon learn, time is in short supply. First things first. My name is Jacob Kaisel. 2 days ago, I left a comfortable beach house to go out for a stroll in the middle of the night. The full moon and stars were my sole companions. I needed to think about the ending of my latest novel. I found the water and the salt air helped to stimulate my creative thinking. The night was clear. I splashed my feet in the tips of the tides. I felt the crisp ocean breeze ruffling my longish hair as if it were saying, "Tell me your story." Before I could answer, I almost tripped and fell. A thing about the size of a basketball rocked gently in the water at my feet. I had the distinct feeling it was looking up at me, even though it had no discernible eyes. The thing at my feet was a shiny silver sphere punctuated by streamlined indentations on its sides. It had a hole in the center which, in the moonlight, revealed nothing but bottomless darkness. Hardly an eye. Not a human one, at least. As I examined it, the sphere began to pulsate. I stepped a few feet away. The sphere flashed on and off like a strobe light. I wondered if the damn thing was about to explode. Suddenly, the sphere stopped strobing. Then, it spoke to me. A voice inside my head spoke in stilted English. "Do not be alarmed," the thing said. The lighting effect was me. Reanimating my systems. No sense wasting energy while I was waiting for you to happen along. You certainly took your time, didn't you? And, by the way, I'm not a thing. I am a highly evolved organism. You can think of me as artificial intelligence. I am actually much more than an AI, but your mind is not capable of conceiving what I truly am. I drew back a few more steps thinking, I must be dreaming. This can't be happening. For a man who writes novels, you display little imagination, the sphere said. I felt strangely comfortable speaking to the machine, as if speaking to a telepathic silver sphere was as everyday an occurrence as eating a tub of macaroni and cheese for dinner. "How do you know I'm a writer?" I said out loud. I wasn't in the habit of communicating telepathically, after all. "I've absorbed quite a bit of information about you in the short time we've been together." "I'm not sure I like that." I didn't say it out loud this time. I thought it. "It doesn't matter if you like it or not. It matters to me." It seemed like the machine was surprised by my response and needed time to process it. I pushed the advantage. "It sounds like you were expecting me." "I was expecting someone." "I suppose you'll do." "Uh-huh. Do you have a name?" "You can call me Archon. A-R-C-O-N. "Got it. I suppose you came here from some far distant solar system. Next you will ask me, do I come in peace? Do you?" "The answer is yes and no. I'm not here to hurt anyone, but there will be worldwide chaos if news of my mission leaks out." "That sounds ominous." "It's nothing compared to what will happen if you don't help me to complete my mission. Since you appear to know everything about me, you must realize that I'm not at liberty to help you. I'm past my deadline for turning in the final draft of a manuscript. My editor calls to scream at me daily. There is a much bigger picture here than your manuscript. I'll dispense with the formalities and call you by your first name, which, naturally, I've learned without your help. I'm getting cold and tired of soaking in this seawater, Jacob. Please take me back to the beach house your wealthy friend has lent you." "But I just told you." "Pick me up, Jacob. If I miss my deadline, you won't have to worry about yours."